I'm Lisa Mullins. This is WBUR's All Things Considered. For many musicians, finding their artistic voice takes time. But for trans artists, that journey is not just about finding an artistic voice. It's about being comfortable with their own voice. WBUR's Ariel Gray introduces us to local artist Isaiah Blake.
At times it feels like a dream.
On a dark Sunday night, I'm at an inconspicuous studio that sits just down the street from Boston's infamous Methadone Mile. I'm listening to 28-year-old Isaiah Blake, known as the Black Bear Extraordinaire, record his music for the very first time. He's recording a mixtape that's a culmination of his residency with the Theater Offensive, a program for LGBTQ youth. Blake, who is trans, has been singing since he was six, but has had a long and complicated relationship with his voice. He uses the pronouns he and them to capture the wide breadth of their gender identity. Blake's voice has wavered between sounding feminine, masculine, and both at the same time, making him fear potential transphobia from strangers.
I think a lot of that has to do with my identity as a trans person and sort of thinking about what I sound like when I sing and whether my voice is feminine or masculine and what that means and what people think about when they hear that.
For Blake, making music feels uniquely vulnerable. It's not just about his metaphorical voice. It's about being comfortable with his literal voice. When he began performing in 2013, this relationship with his voice affected his artistry.
And I would always look at the ground. I would never look out into the audience. I would never look up. And I think it was because I didn't want to be seen, and I was sort of uncomfortable with my body, uncomfortable with who I was. And I felt like people could see that, or that they could tell. Because of how they view your beautiful black skin, do not
take it in, no matter what society will say. Blake uses this mixtape to address feeling both hyper-visible as a black trans person, but also feeling invisible in the same identity. A study conducted by the Boston Foundation and the Fenway Institute shows that in Massachusetts, more young people self-identify as LGBTQ now than in previous generations. However, 80% of queer and trans people of color in Massachusetts report experiencing discrimination. Blake channels his experiences as a trans person into messages of self-love and body positivity.
The narrative out there is that trans people, you know, feel like they were born in the wrong body, and that's not necessarily the case for all trans people. It's not the case for myself. I don't feel like I was born in the wrong body. I feel like my body, the body that I'm in, is the body that has been with me my entire life.
For Blake, it hasn't been a straight path to being comfortable with his voice. But he doesn't wish for another one, just as he doesn't wish for another body.
Though I have, like, made changes to it, though it looks different, I don't think that that's any different than, you know, anyone else who's not trans. It's sort of like your body is on this journey with you. And so I hope that that's something, you know, and a different type of narrative that other people can connect with.
Blake's mixtape seeks to show that no matter the body we occupy or the identities we claim, we all deserve to be seen and heard no matter what we sound like. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray. Even when it is tough.
Isaiah Blake performs tonight at 7 at Dorchester's Black Indian Inn.